What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco. I'm going to change my name to Marco. So, yeah, what it do, y'all? It's your boy, Marco. And right now, we got the episode of Pranking Deuce Duke from Memphis. Big artist. Check him out. Make sure y'all check out his music. And I want y'all to tap in and listen. And then after you listen, go watch it. So, make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube, Breakbeat Media. And let's get into this episode of the Soul Train. Nah, I always wanted to do that. I sound sexy on this. I'm going to get on a song with Summer Walker. Let's get right into this. It's Cornbread TV.
What's going on?
Let the world know what your name is and what you do.
I'm Duke Deuce, and I'm an artist.
You paint?
I'm an artist.
So you paint?
I'm a music artist.
So some things that I want to bring to you, and I just want to get the story behind it. We can go Meg for Meg.
It's Meg for Meg.
What's the meaning of that?
It's a magazine.
So what's the excitement?
Pow, pow, pow.
Have you went Meg for Meg with somebody?
Oh, no.
Would that be a bad thing to say on camera? What if it's self-defense? You said Meg for Meg.
I don't really like to put my business out like that.
But you said it on the song.
It's music.
Music is
great life. Fucking music.
Bitch, I'm a monster. Dumping niggas like Tuka.
Who?
Who?
Tonka. Bitch, I'm a monster. Dumping niggas like a Tonka.
Crunk ain't dead. Crunk ain't dead. Crunk ain't dead. Explain that.
What the fuck? Hey, bitch. Yeah.
Do you have Tourette's? Like, why did you scream? Where's my white guy at? Just sit right here.
All
right.
So right here, y'all know, I told y'all I got my white guy, so we threw him in here. So I wanted him to get into this. So let's see his reaction when I throw him in the mix. And he never know when I'm going to call him. And the artist don't know what's going on with me calling somebody else on my interview. So let's see how this goes. All right.
Tapping out?
No, I'm not. I'm not tapping. Just sit down. Say what that say on there.
Yeah.
What was the difference, dude? What was I doing?
Yeah.
And what were you doing?
Yeah. Oh. I put the balls in that motherfucker.
I mean, I don't know if you understand what he just, that's his, like, a culture thing.
He ain't got no balls.
You can go to the, now here. Read one line.
Read one line. Hard-headed ass inwards. Your mama said your ass soft.
Who's that about?
What the fuck?
That's your lyrics. Do you got a ghostwriter or do you write it?
I write my shit. I don't even write my shit, actually. I punch in. Like, you just say the first thing that comes in your head, and if you like it,
next sentence.
Okay. Hard-headed ass inwards.
He said a lot of inwards, don't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just throw bombs, N-word bombs.
Feelings.
I mean, so if he wanted to listen to the song with him and his family, how could he listen to that song?
Just like how the other white kids listen to the song.
He's not comfortable with saying it, so I want my friend to be happy.
Well, if he was in the goddamn crowd rolling loud, I bet you he'd be saying it.
You still say the N-word?
No, you just roll with the music. You don't have to say it.
Right, but what if you want to?
They be saying this shit.
Was you having trouble breathing when you was doing this song?
Do you need an inhaler?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, so right here, when he said he was hungry, that was my hint to bring something from the back. So we brought out a monkey, and then my boy gonna keep bringing him muffins at a time. So that was very funny. So with him saying I'm hungry, I think he was trolling me. What do y'all think? Let's listen in.
Y'all got a sandwich? Where my guy at? Just go from the back. Tell him bring it up.
Gotcha.
There it is. We got a sandwich for you. Here.
What the fuck is this?
All right, so.
What the fuck?
What?
So I said, bro, it's a boomer food.
I appreciate you for coming up.
No problem. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Y'all gonna get the monkey?
You want us to get the monkey?
Right here, y'all know me. I had to throw the artist off. He was looking very, 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 very confused. So let's see how this goes. So this is something that you have to see his face expression. Because this is like, it's so funny because they be thinking like, okay, yeah, I know Marco, he pranking me. But then when it keeps going on and I get everybody into it, they be like, oh shit, this is really real. So let's hear it.
That's a snake right there.
What y'all finna do with it? Damn.
So, needs pictures.
You don't care about forces, do you?
I love forces.
Why you treat them like that? So can you explain a workout when you go to the gym and you do what you do?
What you just asked me?
I said, do you go to the gym? Like, how do you feel when you just go to the gym and you just, I work out hard and I see somebody dancing in shoes around equipment that I could be using.
I just be being myself. I'm a crunk star.
Right. Do you know your lyrics well?
Depending on what lyrics you talk. All
right, so I want you to pick out which lyric you done said. These was pulled from one of your songs. Just because I fell off, that doesn't mean I fell off.
Fell back. It's fell back. Just because I fell back, that don't mean I fell off.
Just because I fell back doesn't mean I fell back.
Okay.
Number A, 24 hours, no sleep. What the fuck? I'm in Cali, off these shrooms. Long night, no sleep. C, popping perks. Got me up all night. What the fuck? A, B, or C, which one was said by you?
What?
A, 24 hours, no sleep. What the fuck? That's how you said? I'm in Cali, off these shrooms. Long night, no sleep. C, jigging off these perks as I pop them. What the fuck?
Well, none of them shits, man.
Next lyrics. A, twerking on the handstand. B, you heard what I said, nigga. C, do that nigga got $1,000. Do that nigga got a milli.
Who?
You pull these from the song.
Man, my shit.
Now, I'm not saying they are yours.
That nigga brought some Lil Nas X lyrics in this motherfucker.
You been rolling, right? What else?
Never stop.
Hmm?
Never stop.
Why are you talking to me? I don't think nobody likes you on the cast. You've been causing problems all day. Do everybody feel the same way?
Wow. All right.
You can leave.
Oh, okay. You want to come get the snake, though?
Hold on. Let me talk to him. Everybody, keep the cameras rolling. Let me talk to him.
What's the? Cameras,
no, I'm just saying, what's the fucking problem? I'm just saying, I'm trying to do the interview. You've been having a problem all
Bro,
fucking
I ain't
day.
Got no problems, dude.
I'm saying, you said you was going to slap somebody in the mouth today. I heard you say that.
Whoa, I ain't said I'm going to slap nobody in the mouth. In a minute, I might.
All right, I want somebody, raise your hand in the room if you want to get slapped.
Any of you over there, bro? You got the snake chilling over there with homeboy.
A tiger next, man.
Where's the white boy at? Here, come here. You fucking finish it.
Finish it. All
right.
It don't even fucking matter. I'll be right back. I'm about to have those in the back.
None of your business, dog.
I know you don't like black people.
Well, cards on the table. What kind of dog would you be?
Yeah, sir, can I just,
My name is not sir.
Yeah, I don't like how everything's going.
Man, y'all good?
Huh?
Y'all good?
It's just, you know how this production shit work, right? I mean, you know how these people be irritating as fuck. Why is it just a bird right here?
You want me to run that for you again, or?
Nigga. Yes.
I didn't know if you wanted me to.
All right, what was you asking me?
I wasn't asking you shit.
All right, I'm saying you can finish off the interview. Like, I already asked the questions I had to ask.
All right, so where you get the pants from?
Dollar General. Goodwill.
What about the shoes?
All right. What you got coming up next?
Okay.
Do you freestyle?
No.
Could I play a beat for you? You tell me how you feel about it.
Sure.
I made it. Here it comes. It's the best part. I can picture you getting on that.
There you go. So we done with the interview? Or
I ain't even started yet.
Yeah, I got some shit to do.
So right there, I had started playing with the monkey. So he was... Uh-oh, I just burped. All right, we're going to leave it in there. Might as well. All right, back into the show. So right there, I'll start playing with the monkey. And he was looking like, what the hell is going on? So
He said, I got somewhere to go. And I'm just like, shit. We ain't started the interview yet. So this whole time, I told him we wasn't recording. That was just a pre-interview. So let's get back into it.
Wrap it up. Bart, what, Bart?
Muffins.
Baby! Yeah, y'all can get the muffins. So, what's up, man? Y'all good?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting on start. I'm waiting on you. You got to ask me something?
I'm trying to see if I can go.
Oh, so you're not interviewing me?
Why would I be interviewing you?
Like, fuck with my shit, too. You know I do, like, funny videos and shit. Oh, my shit ain't funny. Just ask me, like, two questions. Just to sum it up. Y'all, this is the part. Make sure y'all get this. He don't want the fucking muffin. Why he keep... Don't take him. Don't take him.
Muffin, man. Damn, little fro-ass nigga.
We pay all this to put all this together, and then everybody just in here.
So what you want to do, bro? What we doing?
No, I'm just saying, ask me a question. I ask you one. So what you want to know about me?
God, niggas tripping. What we doing, man?
My mic is off the whole time?
Yeah. Okay. Bro, what the fuck, bro?
I told y'all not even bring the snake out.
Who booked this?
I told my dude, sit down, interview with you. And they was supposed to have everything organized. I'm tired as fuck. I really didn't even want to show up. I don't know.
All right, we done, ain't
it? It never even fucking started.
You ready? Action.
All right, what you got to ask me?
All right, bro. Yup.
Yup.
Y'all can get the mic.
So I appreciate y'all for listening. We're going to make them a little bit longer because that one was like really quick. But on the next one, we got Sadie Hendricks. I want y'all to tune in and listen to this.
Eat on it, beat on it, lick on it. That my little coochie.
That was about a specific lady, girl.
Oh, eat on it. What are you beating? Like, is that like a domestic violent case?
Nah, hell no. I'm trying to eat and beat that puss up. Like, bop, bop, bop.
You grew up listening to R. Kelly? So you have a bowl of six apples, you take away four, how many do you have?
Say that again?
He was smoking in that-
My shit wasn't even lit.
So who's smoking? Because he was really talking about he gonna charge us $1,500 in the building.
Who
was smoking?
Who is us? What's US? What is that?
Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. We appreciate y'all for tapping in on Breakbeat Media, and let's get into it. Make sure you tell your mama, your auntie, and your great-great cousin, cousin-in-law, sister-in-law, baby mama, cousin, baby daddy-in-law, uncle, cousin, auntie, ex-boyfriend, uncle, squister, squirrel, your ex-dog that passed away. Uh-oh. Finna said that. But at the end of the day, make sure y'all tap in and share to y'all story. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to Breakbeat Media. Let's get it.